Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, hey, welcome to the Big Easy, New Orleans, Louisiana, everybody. Hey, make sure you go to New Orleans, or even if you don't go to New Orleans, and get the Mike O'Mara Show Live in New Orleans special commemorative T-shirt. The Mike O'Mara Show Live in New Orleans has a beautiful T-shirt for you, and we've got a whole store up there on our webpage. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, check out our New Orleans Live T-shirt and all the other fine offerings at the Mike O'Mara Show online store. You can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we'll see you in the Big Easy.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. We are getting ready for the big trip to the Big Easy, and let's go right to the lines and say hi to our good friend, Mr. Dirk Vastrick from the great state of Washington. Dirk, how are you, my friend?
Good morning, gentlemen. I am literally just stepping on board my plane at Spokane International on my way down to New Orleans.
New Orleans, Louisiana, and we are looking forward to seeing everybody there. We love that guest yesterday that was on the Mike O'Mara Show talking about New Orleans. My wife is getting extra pretty for you, Dirk. She's really looking forward. I think this is going to be the weekend where it actually happens. So get on your plane, get your seat, and we will see you there, my friend, okay?
Okay, well, I've been practicing the secret knock for the connecting door.
Oh, that's good. Okay. I was curious, Mike, does your room have two queens or one king?
Dirk and I have adjoining suites.
Of course.
I might as well let everybody know. Get out of here, you maniac. Let's go to Merle. The regulars are excited, and the same people I communicate with every day, 9-10 times a day, are on the phone right now. Merle Rogers is on the line from New Orleans, Louisiana, where she has been for most of the month. Hi, Merle.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Merle.
We're doing great.
A couple.
That's
of
fantastic.
Tips.
Good call, Merle. Way to be prepared. Merle, can you hear me?
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you hung up or not.
No.
A couple of tips that the guy did not mention yesterday.
Yeah.
Number one, Café Du Monde, cash only.
Oh.
No credit cards.
Really? That's interesting because I don't remember, I don't remember when I was there because I might have not been coherent enough to remember whether I was using credit or
Well, you've paper. Said it before, Mike. You are naked without cash.
Naked without cash. So is that a new thing that they're doing or have they done it for years? They've probably done it for years.
Yeah, they've probably done it for years, but their competitor down the street, Café Beignet, does take credit cards.
Oh, boy, slamming the old Café Du Monde. Well, how are the beignets at Café Beignet or whatever?
Oh, they're very good.
Good.
Now right, we're going to try Café Du Monde because we didn't have cash.
Okay, what's your other tip?
Another reason to carry cash, all the bars up and down Decatur Street.
Yes.
They have little windows where you can just go up and buy a beer and walk around.
Oh, the open container
laws.
Oh.
Merle, you've never been. Have you ever been to the Big Easy before?
I have not.
Isn't that neat? That's the best thing about New Orleans, that you can walk around and open carry.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
It's
one of the great things about New Orleans.
It's just like Savannah.
Savannah's just like New Orleans, Merle. That's what
might
say.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I would say Savannah might be New Orleans light. It doesn't have quite the cachet.
We will see you there, Merle Rogers. Looking forward to meeting everybody when we get down to the Big Easy. Let's go to Adam in Olney. Adam, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning on Wide Open Wednesday. Here's our phone number, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
I've been listening to you guys, I guess, like 27 years, I think, at this point.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, now's your chance. Go ahead.
Yeah, just a huge fan. Just wanted to call and
God bless you. I appreciate that. That's wonderful. Are you in Olney as we speak?
I am in Olney as we speak because, unfortunately, the overlords of Fannie Mae decided to lay me off on Friday.
Oh, man, that's
sorry to hear that.
That sucks. Adam, do you want to get do you want to appeal for a new gig on our airwaves? We got lots of people. This is like LinkedIn for misfits right here. So would you like to, Adam, go ahead. Adam, this is your audio resume right now, because in this economy, God, everybody in this room knows what it's like to reinvent. So, Adam, what are you looking for? And get out of the banking business. This is now. I want you to appeal for your dream job, Adam from Olney. It's time for a career change. What are you looking to do?
Well, honestly, if I was looking for my dream job, it would be Rob's job. But
You know what? After today, that every day like this makes it closer to a reality for any random person off the street.
Never hurts to drop off a resume.
But no, I actually work in IT, and if there's anybody out there looking for a seasoned principal engineer for Citrix Technologies, you know, you can find me on Facebook, Adam Geiger.
You might want to put it on paper. I'm bored already. All right, thank you very much, Adam. Right. Adam, good luck. Hey, two words for you. Okay, this is just based on my experience when I was in Northern Virginia. Big data.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big data. That's what you got to do. Go for that.
Not
and,
sure
good
why
luck,
they would
Adam.
Fire him.
I'm not just stop that behavior. Nick, Charlotte, North Carolina. It's early. We're starting the show a little early today because we got places to go, things to do. Nick, you're on the air. Hello.
I'm just here for the job interview.
Oh, I love Charlotte, North Carolina. What a beautiful part of the world. What can we do for you today, Nick?
I just wanted to call in and give you guys a shout out. I am part of the band that's playing for the big show in New Orleans.
Oh, this is Nick Winkler from
Gumfiction is based out of Charlotte. Nick, what do you play in the band?
I am the co-lead singer, and I play a little bit of guitar and a little bit of keyboard. So
joining us on stage, I want to give him a plug right now, on stage in New Orleans at the legendary House of Blues, Gumfiction. They are the ultimate 90s experience, but they play everything. They're an amazing party and show band. They're high octane. They've got nostalgia, of course, but they're really a wonderful, wonderful band that focuses on the 90s. And you can check them out at gumfiction.com and get ready to party. How excited are you guys?
Oh, we are stoked. It is going to be an amazing show. We've got our set list all figured out. That will be confidential until we play.
That's
I did give
great.
A little teaser on the fan page yesterday. Actually, the drummer and I and our wife and girlfriend, respectively, are coming down to New Orleans tomorrow afternoon. So we're going to pregame for the pregame. We're totally stoked.
That's great. We look forward to meeting you guys. And Gumfiction is going to be on, Rob, I don't know. I don't have the itinerary in front of me, but I think shortly after the doors open, they're going to be the first thing you see when you get to the House of Blues. So we're pretty excited.
And I want to thank you, Nick, because you and your organization have been enthusiastic and fun and easy to deal with. We can't wait to see you tear it up in New Orleans. Thank you so much.
Rob is used to, when it comes to public presentations, used to dealing with the very difficult people at Tuscarora High School for the PA system.
Oh, they're such dicks.
They're really
that's
difficult.
A hard act to follow.
Hey, Nick, make sure I'm sure we're going to be hobnobbing and probably party until the wee hours of the morning. I'm pretty sure I'm going to party until I get on my plane on Sunday morning. But it'll be fantastic, and we look forward to seeing you. Thanks for doing this, Nick. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. We're looking forward to it.
Take care, buddy.
You just reminded me of something, Mike, from the flight back from Reno. I hope the flight home is extra hot.
Extra hot, yes. Delightful. It's going to be good weather. It's going to be a little rainy on Friday, I think.
Yeah, sprinkles.
But Thursday's going to be nice if you're getting down there early. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for our Wide Open Wednesday stock tip of the day.
Oh, boy.
Mohammed is on the line right now with our stock tip of the day. Mo, how are you?
Good. My stock tip of the week is Align Technology, ALGN.
Align.
Align Technology. Count on it. Print it. Mo, we appreciate that. We rely on it. I'm getting rich off of it. Let's go to Randall in Manassas. Randall, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. How are you guys doing today?
Oscar's not here. We started early, and Oscar didn't get the text, and nobody followed up with him. So he's going to come in a fabulous mood today, and I'm already in a
late
fabulous
mood. Late as always.
We're in the communication business, and we're great communicators.
Make no mistake, this one's on me. This is on me. I'll be Oscar if you want.
No,
defend him. Oscar doesn't need defending. You're just fine.
I can Rob's be Oscar for the
that.
Call if you
Rob's
want.
Rob's only doing that because if he thinks he really throws Oscar under the bus, then he's going to get it.
Rob's fine. Oscar's always late. I'd like to give you guys a shout-out from your old stomping ground, Mike, in Manassas.
How is
for a lawn care company up here.
How is the entertainment mecca of the East doing nowadays? What is the most exciting and new development in the city of Manassas today?
Apparently, they're putting in 3 new gas stations, 2 new tire shops, and 3 chicken joints.
But chicken joints!
New gas stations, no drug stores? That's incredible.
I missed driving by you guys' house and saying hi to you guys as I drive by. I was the one who was always honking in the background.
I never minded that, by the way. When somebody, there were, early on when I moved in there, it was a little questionable because there would be the people that got kicked out of the bar that might come by and know I live there. But when it was people that listened to the radio show, they were always really, really nice. And, of course, the world-famous yard sales that I did in
how many did you have? Were there two?
14, Rob. 14 in the period of 3 months, which was, times were tough.
They were.
I needed to get as much money as I could. But, no, it's a good time. And I know that my buddy Chris Sellers is rocking and rolling up there. He's got some good joints up there. So check out his restaurants. All right, buddy?
That's fantastic. Would you guys mind if I give a shout-out to my brother, who's a huge fan of you guys?
Go right ahead, Randall. That's what Wide Open Wednesday is all about. What's your brother's
fantastic.
Name?
Fantastic. His name is Marcus Strang. He works down in Fredericksburg. He's I got him into the show after a friend of mine in the company got him in. He's been listening to you guys, I think, more religiously than I do because I got kind of sidetracked. But he loves you guys, and we saw you guys at the first live show and your Christmas show where Rob tried to make out with him.
I remember him. He's cute.
That's wonderful. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Moving along on Wide Open Wednesday. By the way, the numbers are 888-920-MORE or 888-920-6673. That's a joke. They're the same.
Either number would work.
We have a we have an N Diamond calling from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Really?
Strange, this one, but I don't think it's really Nikki. Hi there.
Good times never seem so good.
Oh,
New Orleans, light them up, light them up, light them up!
Somebody doing a Nikki Diamond impression.
Or Neil Diamond. I mean, it could be either guy.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, my state is representing right now. We've got Chris in Clearwater, Florida. Chris, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hello. Hey, you don't even need those numbers if you go through the app. It just pops right up. And
he's right, you know.
That's pretty cool. I love the app. I really do. I love the fact that we can get people calling based on the app, and we send out push notifications. Which do you think gets more responses, when you do a Facebook thing like you do or when we get the push notifications?
I think
we use technology to goose the...
I think the push, although I think the Facebook Live helps, but I think the push, because the push is so in your face, man. Modern.
Chris,
well, the push notification is actually what got me to call, because I looked down at my phone and said, hey, these guys aren't on the air yet.
Yeah, we're doing the show early today because we got lots going on. And what can we do for you? Anything else we can do for you down in Clearwater, Florida?
Actually, I had a question for you. I know you've transplanted from up north, and I hear your consternation with all your sports teams.
Right.
What you can do here is all of your sports teams can let you down the same way, just 2 hours north of you.
I'm really wondering, especially with the NFL, I'm pondering when my son gets to be that age, and he's about a year or two away, where he'll be tracking with some sports to watch spectator sports. I'm just curious as to, I think I'm going south for football, because I think the great tradition, even though they've sucked for the last few years, the great tradition of the Miami Dolphins with Don Shula and Larry Zonka and Jim Kick, I think that's just a wonderful history. But, of course, you do risk the fact that the team may be underwater, and I'm not talking figuratively. I'm talking about the stadium and the whole tip of Florida being underwater. But I think it's Dolphins. I think it's Dolphins. There's no way, of course, I will ever give up the New York Giants.
And their
storied
history.
But I think to have
history.
A local team.
Yeah.
Their storied history of Ali Sherman and Alex Webster and Bill Arnsparger. And anyway.
Dolphins have had a lot more years to suck than the Bucs have.
Yeah.
But we both have a Super Bowl.
The Bucs are a different kind of fan base. The Bucs are the kind of
people.
Very
underwhelming, too.
Yeah, but I think the Bucs are the kind of fan base where, if you really got into it, you might catch a bullet. You might just, be sitting there, hey, Bucs suck, and then somebody comes by and fires out their window or something like that.
Well, down there, walking to Miami Stadium, you might get a shiv. So,
oh, really? Yeah. Okay, so it's all the wonderful tapestry that is the great state of Florida.
And if you're at a Redskins game, chances are you'll have an alcoholic blackout. So, I mean, there's always danger.
Oh, that's heaviest, true, too. Don't let that fool you.
But I think we have
the added excitement of lightning.
That's
so
awesome.
If you're out in that stadium and you get a storm that rolls through, lightning could strike you dead.
Anytime.
That's positive sports fandom. That's what it is. FedEx, I believe. Is it still FedEx or do they rename it? Is it still
FedEx? I think it's Give Us All Your Money Stadium is the new name.
Give Us All Your Money Stadium in Washington, D.C. I think I'm not sure, but I think we do have the drunkest fans. I think based on the tailgating party, that's what I heard.
Yeah,
I could be
that
totally
is true.
Wrong about that. Let's go. It's Wide Open Wednesday. Let's go to Adam in where are you calling from in Maine? I think our screener might have messed it up. What's where are you calling from in Maine, my friend?
The name is Sabattis. It is
Sabattis. Okay, you got it right. That's awesome. That's my mistake. Sabattis, Maine. Where is Sabattis? I don't think I know.
It's just north of Lewiston, headed up I-95, exit 86.
Okay, so it's inland Maine, and Sabattis. Is that a cool place to live?
It's not too bad. I wish we had some power. That storm that came through knocked out power to most of the town, but we're getting through.
You know, people don't. Yeah, it's funny because when it's not a hurricane and when it's not something that, you know, you don't hear about it because they cherry pick what they're going to tell people about that's going on. But yeah, the coast of New England, northern New England, got whacked. And I'm sorry to hear that.
How long have you been without power?
Since Saturday night.
Well, you got to get off the phone. Your phone's going to die. Yeah. You need to charge it. You can't charge it. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Oh, my God. What can we do for you in Sabattis, Maine, Adam?
Well, I'm looking to settle a little debate with my father. He's been a lifelong Don and Mike fan, as well as Michael Mara podcast. Mm-hmm. And I remember in my youth, you guys may have done a bit called the Nude Olympics, Don and Mike Nude Olympics.
Yeah.
I don't remember if it even occurred, but I do remember for about a decade afterward, I think, we went to every CD VHS store to try to find maybe a copy of it. I don't know if it was ever available on tape, and if it was, I would like to know.
Do you have any idea, Rob?
I have a copy of that VHS tape, and I watched it maybe 5 years ago, and it truly holds up.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that. That's 80s all the way. Now you have your answer.
Early 90s, actually. But there's a lot of nudity and 90s. A lot of blueberry pie. And
is
the
that
nudity.
The Sex Pies of videotape?
That was the name of it, yeah. But the Nude Olympics was the event that it covered.
Bad day in this town, and we'll take this call from Nate in New York City. How you doing, Nate? What can we do for you?
I'm good. I'm just driving to work right now down the West Side Highway. I normally take public transportation in, but with the mess that was happening in New York City yesterday, I decided to drive in today. And I got the notification on the app. The app is great, so I just figured I'd give you guys a call and say hey. And I had a question actually for Rob about the refrigerator at work.
Yeah.
So I just started a new job, and there is a problem at our office in New York City where somebody keeps stealing people's lunches.
Yeah.
And I know you guys have gone through something where people were stealing beverages, and I wonder if it's extended into the food realm, and if so, ways to stop people from biting sandwiches from others.
We don't keep food in our fridge, so we really can't speak to that. I would say that you could put a sign up that one of the lunches is poisoned. And it's up to them to guess.
Or urinate on it.
Yeah.
Now, that actually might get you in jail. That might actually be a jailable offense if somebody could identify you as the urinator. Well, we use cameras. We use a camera system here. We call it the ROFO 1000. The ROFO 1000 that prevents people from actually looking into.
If you don't want to actually urinate, Mike, just a swabbing motion would work.
Yeah, a swab motion will take care of that. But it's, so it's the ROFO 1000, or you just got to pee on the food. That's it. I remember at WJFK and WAVA, every radio station I've ever worked at, the community refrigerators were as disgusting as anything you would ever see, because people that, and it's not confined. I really do. I think when we talked about it one time and took calls, it's not confined to radio stations.
No.
Actually, it can be any business. But, you know, it's just the community. Everybody's into self, and they bring their stuff in. And what I hated was somebody that would bring stuff in like a larger thing of yogurt, which would stay, would linger, or a condiment that would stay. I think it just, if you bring your sandwich in, you put it in a bag, and you eat your food, that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
But it was always gross.
Since
always
it's a beverage, it's simply a beverage fridge, I think we can pretty much keep it clean until something explodes.
Yeah, and then argue about what you're going to put in it. Let's go to Tim in Portland, Maine, or Portland, Oregon. How you doing, Tim? Which Portland are you calling from?
I'm calling from Portland, Oregon, sir, and I would just like to say thank you very sincerely to all you guys. I've been listening in Portland, Oregon since September 12th, 2001. I was going up and down the AM dial, trying to escape the bad news from September 11th. And I came across your show. Of course, you guys were in New York.
Right.
You guys were doing such a great job of coverage, but also keeping it light. And I fell in love with you guys that day, and I haven't looked back since. I sincerely have not missed an episode. I called in for hopefully a little bit of advice from Oscar, if that's okay.
Well, Oscar happened to just arrive for the 8:30 broadcast, Oscar, you should know that the boys got quite the tongue lashing from without following up with our communication protocol.
Yeah, but I thought I must be a really hated man if no one ever thought to call their friend Oscar and say, "Hey, did you get that text?"
Well, you know what? You are hated, but it's not related to that.
Yes. So.
Well, you know, it was just the fact that I looked and I said, "Did anybody follow up with Oscar?" And I got the look. I call the look. I wish everybody had TVs because I could give the look, because the look is like this.
Well, you should see.
That's the look.
The back and forth text with Rob and I when he asked me to push the notification. I said, "No, you better pipe up. I'm not going down for this. I've asked you, and the protocol is if nobody responds to a text, to call." I think you guys have covered this,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And then I sent the push.
So we already assigned blame on that, and that was it. And technically, you know, if it was a 9 o'clock show, you would be 5 minutes early,
that's usually not the case. It's a weird day.
It's a strange day.
It's the upside down.
You were in the upside. Did you see Barb?
Yes.
Well, anyway,
thank you for all.
I wasn't upset though, was I, Rob?
It.
No, I didn't. I didn't note any of that.
Good. So you have a question, Tom? I'm sorry, Tim, for Oscar Santana. Fire away.
Yes, thank you. So, Oscar, today I am quitting. I'm a subcontractor. I am leaving my biggest account, and because I've been basically just kind of pushed around a little bit too much, they're taking a little bit too much of advantage of me. My question to you is, how do you humbly and diplomatically tell someone to go pound sand after they've been pretty much openly hostile towards you for like the past 30 days or so?
Wow. What was the term of your contract? Was it a 30-day contract, 60-day, 90-day?
No, so there was no open contract. Okay. I've just been checking for them for about 4 years.
Got it. Oh, 4 years. All right. So, look, you can go, I think, the respectful route, which is essentially, you write your letter of resignation, you explain why, you could talk about the culture, or you could do what I would do at this point in your career. After 4 years, you clearly have a nest egg. You're financially stable. You can handle this hit, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you've been prepared. You could do, you walk into the office, you're cordial.
Take a dump on their desk.
No reading ahead.
Sorry, I just couldn't wait anymore.
You're
ramping up, but Jesus, take a dump. Do what we said about the refrigerator, urinate on something.
Urinate on it.
You go, there's probably someone you like in the office, right?
No, sir, not a one.
Not a one.
Wow.
Well, that's funny.
That's great. I would just do the F you, F you, F you, F you. You're cool to the water cooler and walk out.
The water cooler.
Yes.
Or, you know, who is the? Is there anyone in the office that's? Is there anyone in the office of the female persuasion?
Well, here's the thing: is that I've never physically met any of them. I work remotely.
Be man up, for God's sakes! Just make a phone call. Tell them to go scratch.
Tell them there's
that's
an 8:30 start.
Yeah, and then change your email address.
What is there something I missed? Did he change his email
address? No, because if he works remotely, if he changes his email, they can't get back at him. He's just gone. He's gone.
Oh, I thought you were talking about today.
In the ether.
How foolish of me thinking it might still be on your mind. Let's go to Dennis Murphy in Greenbelt, Maryland. Dennis, hello.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hi, Dennis. Are you going to New Orleans?
I'll be there at 11 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yeah, you will.
You rock, Dennis. Thank you for coming to NOLA.
Hey, I'm looking forward to seeing you all, and I can't wait.
I've been looking forward to this for years. Dennis, I'm so happy that you're coming. I'm so psyched that you're coming. That's awesome. I didn't know you were going to be making your way down there to the Big Easy. That's it. Have you ever been to New Orleans, Dennis Murphy?
First time. And, Mike, I will see you at the Harris Casino. Don't worry.
Oh, it's real now. If it wasn't real before, it is real now. Dennis Murphy is coming down there
that is
to New Orleans,
really
Louisiana.
Really good news.
Okay, I'll see you all later. See you tomorrow night.
Okay, thank you, Dennis. We love you. That's awesome. I did.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. We never hear from him regularly anymore. No. Because we don't do phone calls every day.
We're going to see him in person now.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm happy now.
He's going to meet his quota.
His quota.
Hey, we got to take a break. When we come back, make sure we keep these calls here. We're going to Costa Rica and the two places that are identical in every way. We're going to go to Costa Rica and Southern Maryland when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
No. 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 No, no, no. I hate this overpriced bullshit. Son of a piece of shit.
You're just not nimble enough. But you'll get there one day. But until then, Princess Daphne is still mine.
You know, whatever. I'm still top on Centipede and Dig Dug.
You sure about that?
Sure about what?
Okay, no, 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 no.
Oh, no, 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 no,
no, no, no!
751,300 points.
That's impossible.
Who's Mad Max?
Better than you.
Is it you?
You know I despise Dig Dug.
Then who is it?
Yeah, spill it, Keith.
You want information? Then I need something in return.
No. No, 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 no way. You're not getting a date with her. Mike, come on. Just get him the date.
I'm not prostituting my sister, but it's for a good cause.
No, no, don't get him the date. You know what? He's gonna spread his nasty-ass rash to your whole family.
Acne isn't a rash, and it isn't contagious, you prepubescent wasteoid.
Oh, I'm a wasteoid.
Yeah,
She wouldn't want to go on a date with you, because you make, like, what, like $2.50 an hour?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We're live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide... I just realized, when I wrote the intro to this show, I've had this for a long, long time. The Mike O'Mara is a worldwide podcast. And radio. I have never read it. I have never read it the way it was written. That's very strange.
You're referring to yourself in the third person, perhaps?
I am. I'm talking about myself. What are you doing?
Don't
talk back to me. What?
Yeah, gravitas comes to your open when you write it like that.
That's incredible. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the... No. We are on the air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. It's Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. And we are on now and brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Great time to buy a house or refinance before the rates go up. A lot of people are scrambling right now. The tough part is you probably don't know what you're doing. Well, they do at Cornerstone First Financial, and they are our roomies here on Wisconsin Avenue in Washington, D.C. They will get you through the finance process quickly and easily. Right now, all signs are pointing to a substantial rate hike coming in December. In fact, rates are already starting to creep up in anticipation of the December increase. If you want to get some money out, the equity in your home, you want to do it right now, you got to act fast because days actually do matter because the rates are going to go up. Whether buying or refinancing, Cornerstone First Financial understands that it's your money on the line and they're going to take care of you. They're good people. We know them personally, and it's nice to do a commercial for a mom and pop, basically, because they know how to handle people, and they've helped our listeners. Click their banner ad on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. So before we get right back to the calls, Oscar, so what's going... I know that when I've missed a communication or something like that, or I'm not in the loop, and all of a sudden I realize it's the morning and, you know, we're starting half an hour early
we would
and I'm
never,
not there.
But this, there's a difference. We would never, ever, 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 ever change a time of a broadcast that you were involved in without you confirming.
Yeah, and it should have been that.
We would never do that. We would never do that. Let's see what Mike says. Let's see what Rob says. Let's see what Oscar says.
Go ahead. Get it out of your system. Go ahead.
And as I see the text pour in at 8:30, as it should. And look, if it's an 8:30 start, it's an 8:30 hard start. And I said, Man, I didn't drink last night. I didn't get hammered.
No, I can tell. I know you well enough to know that you didn't. I can tell that you were actually...
I was up.
You're pissed, but you're fresh.
Yes.
You're fresh.
Yes.
You're ready.
Yes.
You're ready to go.
I was here in studio fixing that issue we were talking about, right?
I just wanted you to at least be, because you came in the middle of the scan.
Yeah.
And I wanted you to be able to...
Bone scan. And Jab in Southern Maryland, Sean in Costa Rica, 2 seconds. Be brief.
Yes, very good.
I remember we have been through this before.
And I know we have. We have a protocol
for it. And it caused one of the biggest off-air fights ever.
True.
Ever. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting down with my pals, Pony and Rob, and saying, guys, let's see the cause and effect of this. The cause and effect is that we are not communicating. And from now on, the protocol will be, if no one answers that text, one of us, Rob, reaches back out and says, hey, you're probably crazy busy. I don't know if you got this text. I'm giving you a call, heads up. And since that blow up fight that we had off air, Mike, I've done it for Rob a handful of times.
Mm-hmm.
Called him and said, hey, man, did you miss that text? Hey, man, did you see that text? Hey, because if you look back at our conversations, I'm usually the first on the response.
Yeah, you are. You're very good about that.
I accused Rob earlier of not wanting to pester you, and that's why he didn't follow up the way he was.
And then that's what I thought. I said, man, he must hate talking to me the way he hates talking to Mike.
No, it's...
Am I a monster?
No, you're not a monster. Do you? Because, I mean, is it... Well, I have no idea what it
well,
is.
Well, I honestly... In his defense, I don't want to... You know, I don't want to give him any
leeway
here.
He took full responsibility, but that doesn't mean anything to me.
Well, as a team member, I think this. I think we all have a lot on our plates with the NOLA show, but I also believe as a team, the way we respond in these situations really show what we are and how strong a team we are.
Yeah, well, you know what there is? The reason when there's accountability, but I also don't like repeat business of that. So this is in-house business we're taking care of. Because the shows are going, we're taping two today, and so that's,
right.
That's why we do that.
But we're a family. S happens. We're going to have fun shows. I'm looking forward to visiting a city with my friends that I've never been to in my life.
You've never been to NOLA?
I've never been to NOLA.
Did not know that.
And Shannon's never been, and we are going to have a blast. And I got to tell you that half of the clothes that I was going to bring, as I've already packed, is going right out the suitcase.
Why?
Because if this is the way the rest of the week is going to be, I got to bring more Jack Daniels.
Rob, anything you would like to add to this? No.
Yes.
Let's go to Sean in Costa Rica. I'm not going to make you fake some bullshit like spiel. Anyway, Sean, Costa Rica, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you all?
Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, we hear you. Are you at the bottom of a zip line surrounded by hookers?
Jungles of Costa Rica.
Ah, the jungles of Costa Rica.
Oh.
Are you a native of Costa Rica? Are you an expat or are you a tourist?
We're just on vacation. We are from Vermont.
You're from Vermont, and you sound very quiet and almost fearful. What's going on, Sean?
They're the howler monkey.
The howler.
Okay, I'm really glad you're having a great vacation. Jesus Christ, I'm sorry, but
he's being held hostage.
I have no idea.
Like he's holding up today's newspaper.
Up until the time he talked about the howler monkey. Now let's go to the lively Southern Maryland, which is, by the way, if you come to the D.C. area and you are looking for the cultural center,
yes,
get to Southern Maryland.
Mecca. It's a Mecca, right? Mike.
It is.
It's fantastic. It all circulates around a wonderful, almost museum-like vestige of Americana called the Tiki Bar in Solomon's Island, Maryland. Let's say hi to Jeb. Jeb, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, fellas. That is an apt description, my friend. It does swirl around, much like a toilet bowl.
That is how you answer a call. That's awesome. What can we do for you, Jeb? Go ahead.
All right, my Catholic upbringing is failing me right now, so I'm hoping you can help me out here.
Okay.
Who am I supposed to be praying to if I can't find something?
Saint. Is it
La Virgen de Guadalupe?
Who is the finding saint? I'm trying to think. It's not Saint Christopher is
Papa Noel
with the medallions.
That's Santa Claus.
That's Lost Cause. Is Saint Christopher Lost Causes?
Saint Francis. Oh. Saint Christopher is the protect me.
Okay. Saint Christopher is the protect me. La Virgen de Urcupiña.
My mother, God rest her soul, would know the answer. Who do you pray to?
Jane the Virgin.
It might be Saint Francis.
Oh, that's a TV show.
Hold it. The patron saint.
There was a prayer. You would say it was like a little so and so. Help me find my. Whatever.
Yeah.
According
Rob's
to this,
looking it up.
Hide and
Saint
seek.
Saint Anthony is the saint for lost objects.
Hey Tony.
Saint Anthony. Anthony Martinelli lives in the north section of Boston.
Anthony.
Saint Anthony of Padua. He is the patron saint of lost.
Didn't he own the Bing?
Yeah. The Bing. Anthony.
What you want to do is you want to pray. You want to pray to Saint Anthony. Make sure she. What did you lose, Jeb? Tell me what you lost. You lost anything significant? Is it something of value?
His billfold? Hey, if you're using the word billfold, you might look in 1958.
Billfold. Is it in your trousers?
Maybe it's in the Davenport.
My knickers are upstairs. I already checked them. This
guy's
good
funny.
Luck finding that, Jeb. Good luck. That's my favorite call today so far. Let's take a couple more, and we do have to move on because we are really late as usual. Let's say, Is this the man himself? Oh, this is a pleasant call for me. James Tiberius Cerrito is on the line right now. Jimmy!
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, my friend?
What is everybody doing up so early?
How was the Halloween celebration at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern?
It was too long. It was a week long.
Yeah, I saw you. By the way, Jimmy dressed as Uncle Dave with a white beard and a Yankees jersey, which was fantastic. You know, how was the festivities? Were they fun?
Saturday was the big party. That was a blast. Scooby-Doo and the whole gang showed up.
They had a mystery machine and everything.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. Yes.
When are you coming to NOLA, Jimmy?
All right, I'm excited. I'm calling with New Orleans news.
Okay, go ahead. With you. Lay it on us. Yes.
I'm coming. I'm excited to be there. I'll be there Friday because the Bills play Thursday. We're going to light them up. And then I'll be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, leaving Monday. But here's the big news. A special guest is coming for the live show.
Really?
Is it a guy with an oxygen tank?
It is not Uncle Dave.
Okay, I meant for you.
Wow.
I don't know if I can get a Tiffany, but it's just pretty exciting, Mike.
Are you going to tell us right now?
Oh, wow.
Yep, nice.
All right, hold on just a second. Where's my Tiffany? I never can find
B cups or C cups?
I want to get the proper.
Now, you shut up.
All right.
Jimmy knows. By the way, Jimmy knows the ABCs coming. Of me. He knows C-cups. Me well enough to know that if he makes a big deal about it and he overshoots, he's gonna catch crap.
Jimmy showed me his hand. He told me to shut up.
This is a home run. Oscar, be quiet.
All right.
Here we go.
Hold on, Jimmy. This is a question.
Jimmy,
I never find my goddamn timpani, which I'm trying to find in my sounds. Do you have a timpani, Rob?
I can bring one up.
Hey,
sure.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yes, Oscar.
We're gonna have multiple adult beverages down there, aren't we?
Yes.
Good leading question.
The guest I'm bringing is of age. Don't worry.
Oh, okay,
nice,
good.
Nice, good.
I can't find it.
So Uncle Dave. You know,
I use it more than any other sound, and I can't find it.
Who could it be?
Right, may I?
Yes,
go ahead.
Yes.
Who is the guest?
Here we go. Hold on. Wait for it.
Now you can tell us, Jimmy, even though you tried
Ladies
to tell
and gentlemen, us. Coming to New Orleans this Saturday night for the Mike O'Mara Show Live will be none other than... The 23-year-old Kelsey Cerrito.
Whoa. Oh, your daughter.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're the best dad wonderful. Ever.
She's awesome.
That is wonderful. That's great. Multi-generational Cerrito fun. That is fantastic.
That is great.
But is Modo coming?
No, Mo's got to stay home and work so we can go.
Maureen Donahue Cerrito has to stay home, Mike. Yeah.
Maureen
has
work.
To stay home. That's the way
Are you bringing your coloring books?
I'm going to bring some of my best works.
You know, will you do that? Will you throw a couple of yours? Because I will put those on stage. I will use that
They're
for the monologue.
You.
Yeah, because you're going to be up there at front. You're going to bring a costume?
We could have a silent auction.
I don't give away all the secrets.
Okay, I won't. I haven't even talked to Jimmy about it. I just assume now. I assume he's participating like he's always participating.
I'm bringing drinks.
Okay.
And works of art.
bring the coloring.
What is so marvelous is you said, are you bringing a costume? He says, don't give away the secrets. like it's the Oscars or something.
Oh, my God. Jimmy, we got to run. We will see you in New Orleans, my friend.
Can't wait.
Thanks, bud.
Bye-bye.
Love you, Jimmy. Thanks, guys.
Bye. I'm delighted that
that's great.
Kelsey's coming. She's a sweetheart.
I smell vodka.
That's wonderful. God, can you imagine his liver by Monday morning?
Oh, my God. No.
All right, let me blast through these real quick. We're going to go real quick here. Craig, Arlington, Virginia. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hello. I'd like to ride the bull, please.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Kathy in Kent Island. I used to live in Kent Island. Kathy, you're on the air.
Hey there. Hi, Mike. Hey, listen, I want to tell you something about the Bad Place in New Orleans.
Ooh.
Okay, yes, please
do.
I
also share your addiction for the games.
Good. This is a call I love. Go ahead.
Okay, so I was there last year, walked into the casino, go to the Lord of the Rings game.
My right. God.
It's a ton of fun. Detail. I hit 550 right out of the gate.
Oh, that's wonderful. A pleasant memory. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I really don't plan on going to the casino at all, Kathy. I'm not.
I know that.
Exactly. That's a wonderful tip. We will see you in New Orleans. Thank you very much for the call. Alrighty, we appreciate
thanks.
That.
Bye.
I hit the wrong button there.
I hope one of our listeners wins the jackpot down there.
Yeah. Answer me these there. Credits three.
Yeah, don't make a bad hobbit of it.
I lost the last one.
Waka, waka,
and
waka.
And they're gone.
I should have had
anyway,
that.
Anyway, that's it. I got messed up with the buttons. wow. Oh, my God. We're up on the 25 break?
It is. Yeah, we are one break behind.
We have to take a break, and we'll come back with more fun. I want to talk about everything that went on and everything that's going on in the World Series and Halloween and terrorist attacks. The tapestry that is Americana. Yes, sir. On the Mike O'Mara Show, when we come back.
PMOS Live in New Orleans this Saturday night. But what about Saturday morning? Don't worry. We've got you covered. At 7 a.m., Rob Radio salutes the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the city that Care forgot. Yes, 3 hours of New Orleans-flavored music with a special salute to the late Fats Domino. Don't miss it. 97.1 FM in Ocean City and worldwide at 971thewave.com. Laissez-les bon temps brûler! And see you on Bourbon Street, Cher. Rob
Spiewak! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. I talk about it because I use it, and it's wonderful to endorse a product on this show that I love. And Texture is an app that I truly, truly love. It's an app, quite simply, that gets you all the magazine content that you need, and it puts it on your smartphone or your tablet. It has changed the way I read magazines. Let me tell you how it's done that. Not only is it a better financial situation where it's cost-effective because it's an incredible bargain, but it also means that you get to read much more magazine content because you have access to more of it. Over 200 magazines, all the good ones. I love all the Golf Digest, Golf Tips magazine. I love that. I love the Esquire magazine, Vanity Fair. They're all there.
The car magazines are on there if you're a car guy. They got
everything.
I got my little Maxim once a month that I take a look at and and then quickly hide it. But it's wonderful.
Easier to hide on a smart device than it is in real life.
You'll love it, love it, love it. The Texture app not only gets you all the magazines you want, unlimited access to over 200 additional titles, premium titles, all the good ones, Time, Atlantic, all the biggies. Just imagine having your favorite magazines and their back issues anytime, anywhere on your smartphone or tablet. To start your Texture free trial, go to texture.com/TMOS. If you choose to continue, podcast listeners will get Texture for just $9.99 a month. Try to get regular magazine subscriptions to 200 magazines and see what that costs you. They're also a great gift option available for the holidays. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start your free trial today. That's texture.com/TMOS. Well, another day, another event, and this one will be... it's strange. I get the sense that the attack in New York City is going to be probably on and gone, and it's not going to be that big a deal.
It didn't even seem like it got a lot of coverage yesterday somehow.
I was looking at the news last night and saying to myself, I am so exasperated and frustrated with murder. I'm so sick of this. Each and every day, and the dance that we go through. And I had a daughter in New York City who was working a double yesterday. So she posted on Facebook, thank God that she was safe. But then, I got the 12:48 call that day. I'll call you tomorrow. Catherine and I are on diametrically opposed schedules right now. So I'm sleeping when she calls. She's working when I call. But she's safe. And,
good.
It's just when you have somebody in New York.
We got a lot of friends back, there.
Yeah. It brought back a lot of memories. Yeah, it's terrible. It sucks.
Do you get the feeling that it's not getting the coverage it deserves and it should have, because there has been so much lately that
you know,
news
what I
people
think, Rob,
don't know how to cover it differently.
I think it's getting the coverage. Am I missing it?
I mean,
it's getting
I feel
the
like
coverage.
It's,
I think the
there.
Coverage is culpability. I think the coverage is like, I'm watching this. I'm go. There he is. This is his picture. There
right.
he is being a martyr. This is a. Here we go. Covering it again. I wonder. I don't think there's anything we can do though.
Not for that type of attack.
First of all, if you were any ideas that you want to revolutionize things, you can do things. If you wanted to really, but nobody's going to.
Well, right. I was just saying for that type of attack, right? So look, just for,
oh, you mean preventing that
preventing
type of attack?
That attack?
No, I mean, just imagine this is the lowest form of scum,
cowardice.
That came out of a womb. This is the absolute, not only a misguided loser, complete abomination of a human being, but this is all they got. These murdering ne'er-do-wells, these bastards that have no sense of how the world really should work, and they've probably never been hugged in their lives.
Right.
And so murder, and the most despicable kind of murder, is what gets them off. And then they take a religion, which is, by and large, we all hope our religion is right, but it's faith, people. It's the man in the sky. Any way you slice it, you might be right, I might be right. You never know. So you take that. You take an intangible that cannot be verified on Earth, and you bastardize that. You pervert it to do this. And then the only way that you can accomplish your stupid, misguided, martyrdom virgins moment is to mow people down with a rented Home Depot truck. I hope that I can't. He's in hell right now, realizing what a wasteoid he is. And it's just stunning to me that I think, frankly, it ought to be like the guys. I think we're at a point now worldwide where it ought to be like the guys that throw a beach ball in a baseball field. Yeah. I think we just shut the hell up.
Yeah, we had a
terrorist incident in New York City, and then just shut up about
radio
it.
Radio silence.
This, correct me if I'm wrong, all over the world, this is all they got right
now.
That's what they want.
It's stunning, you know? I mean, I look at Kim Jong-un over in North Korea. Now, there's a guy, there's where we may have a serious problem. But when you look at these guys, yeah, Oscar's right. You're not going to stop them.
I mean, just here in the city, the protocol... It might have changed in D.C., and it was Halloween still, but
right.
the show of force, and we've seen this in New York City, Mike, and I don't know how long this has been going on in the city, so I apologize. I plead my ignorance there, but as I was here in the studio, I just kept on seeing this, I would say it would be 4 or 5 squad cars with their lights blaring, showing force for the city, and I've seen this in New York, but not here.
Right. Yeah.
But there was a part of me, someone that lives in the city and works in the city, felt safer knowing that at least DC and the majority of our audience works and lives around this area. They were doing their part to make sure that if anybody was at least thinking about it,
even
that
close,
they were everywhere. They were absolutely everywhere.
There's not a lot you can do with a lone wolf idiot like this. This abomination to the human condition,
and getting on a bike path.
And getting on a bike path.
Yeah.
And it's just. But at the same time. The drill. I am so tired of the drill. I'm tired of the news drill. The reason I think, Rob, that you think that they didn't cover it, I think you're desensitized like I'm desensitized.
I was horrified to think that was the possibility, but maybe it is.
I
try to be empathetic. I try to understand. And sometimes, I mean, you reach a boiling point.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks. And, and the fact is that, for people that have lived in the city since 9/11, that's got to be a tough situation. And for those of us that were in New York and now have family members in New York, it reaches out and you just want to make sure your loved one is safe. And then you look at the guy, who was getting out with paintball guns, shoot me, shoot me.
Right.
Kind of glad they gut shot him and that he's going to make it.
He's got to live with this.
Just trace it down to where he got his mind poisoned.
And
we'll find out. But that's it. I don't want to give it any more due than it does. And we are running up on a break here. But
prayers,
for those people that are up there, seriously, our thoughts are there with you. It's a crazy world we live in.
It is,
right,
truly.
Now. And we'll come back and try to lighten it up a little bit on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm lonely as I can be. I'm lonely.
This week's Omericast gets you ready for some big times in the Big Easy. First up, the High Sparrow, Stephen Douglas McIntyre, joins Marcus to preview all the events you can take part in as part of TMOS Live in the Big Easy. Then, Gary Stein. Get to know the man who puts the old in the word bold and parties like it's 1929 this week. Get Omericast today on the TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeOmericaShow.com.
Jim Amato, thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to talk about baseball in a second, but let's take one more call here. One or two more. Let's go to Concord, California and say hi to Rick. Rick, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Wide open Wednesday.
Woo-hoo! Hey, guys, I'm so excited.
Coming to NOLA?
I am.
Woo! That is exciting.
Today is my Friday.
Oh, today's your Friday. When are you getting on the plane and flying to New Orleans, Louisiana, my friend?
Well, Friday morning, early. But I'm taking tomorrow off anyway, just to prep.
Good, good. Well, we look forward to seeing you there, Rick. We'll be having a fantastic time. Just look for me sitting at a street side bar with Dennis Murphy. Should be a lot of fun. Let's go to, let me see. Hold on. Oh, that's hard. Ross in another call from Manassas.
Really?
Ross, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Ross. What can we do for you, Ross?
Oh, I just thought I was to call in and say hello. I did an episode of Omericast a while ago, and Marcus Sarah said, you really need to call in. So I'm calling in and say hi.
That's nice.
Well, have we had you on Wide Open Wednesday before, Ross?
No, you haven't. I'm usually at work or asleep because I work at night, so no.
All right. Well, good. Well, good to hear your voice, and keep carrying the torch for us in Manassas. This is two calls from my former stomping grounds there. And do you have any used tires?
Chicken.
Actually, I love Ron's used tires. I go there all the time.
Sure.
Ron's. That's the name of it too.
Yes!
That's the real name of it.
Yes!
Ron's used tire. And as far as if you're eating out for lunch, Ross, what do you think? What do you recommend for people that come to Manassas? What should they enjoy?
Manassas?
Yes, wow. It would be chicken, but that's okay.
That's right.
I'm sorry. I labored through that enough. Let me just say, baseball. Went all in last night on the World Series.
Dodgers, baby.
It's Dodgers. It's a Game 7.
I'm an Astros fan, though.
It is truly a special World Series, and I was glad to log some time with it last night. These teams are fun.
These teams are
fun to watch, but I am so tired of seeing the corpse Larry King behind me.
Larry Hart and her husband.
Larry.
Well, this is just...
Is it Bert Sugarman?
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice poll.
Rob, am I the only one? Is it a little distasteful? There he is.
Distasteful?
With his,
it's distracting.
$30,000 seat behind home plate.
It's because he looks like a cardboard cutout.
Yeah. Like you should pay $5 to get your photo taken
disturbing.
With it. Yeah.
You're
like,
him the whole time.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't know how chilly it is in the evenings right now in Los Angeles.
I don't either.
But somebody put a parka on that cardboard cutout. Because it looks like he's about to pass out.
Yeah.
It
does. Put out cold weather Larry
yes.
cutout. Yeah. Do you think he was there since the last game?
they just put a blue tarp over him.
I don't want to leave. I don't want to go. I want to stay.
All I know is I tune in. I can't tell you what inning I jumped on board, but it was not at the beginning of the game. It was probably in the fifth or sixth inning. I joined and
I said to Carla,
sixth inning for the Dodgers was a big inning for the Dodgers. And I said to Carla, I said, that's Larry King. And she said, where? And they finally, every now and then they'll get a tight shot of the batter. So that means you get a tight shot of Larry. And I said, watch, look, there he is again. And he was doing this.
Yep.
Where he just got to, because he eats for the first five or six innings.
Yep.
If you want to find out what type of concessions are at that park, just watch Larry.
Yeah, because he eats it all. I got a text from my buddy John. He said, when they spotlight celebrities in the crowd, why don't they show Larry King? I said, John, sometimes the answer is in the question. Because they don't care about his celebrity because he's just there.
It's tonight. Is it tonight? Game seven?
Tonight's game seven.
Mm-hmm. Tonight's game seven at Dodger Stadium. And I will tell you this, that
The travel arrangements down in the western portion of South Florida are such that Mrs. O'Mara and I have an early flight on the other side of the state. That's the only way I was able to get a nonstop.
On Thursday.
Because, yeah, which really, really, really sucks. But New Orleans, as anyone who tries to get down there will find out, not exactly the windfall of flights that you would expect, right?
No.
So we're heading over across the state, and we'll be flying in tomorrow, which means it's going to be like ultra uber early.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to stay up and watch Game 7, and I hope the Game 7 lives up to every Game 7 I've seen in baseball.
The most amount of runs in a World Series.
Game 7 is a playoff.
47-30 is the final score.
Yeah.
Well, do you think they'll pull a monster number? Do you think the excitement has built? I hope so.
I think there's enough hype that's there that it's good. You don't have the big names and all of that, but it's really there are some great personalities in this. The one thing I heard that I think should concern Dodger fans, there's a lot of speculation that if they got by Jason Verlander of the Astros, that this game is theirs. I don't know if you've checked the Houston offense capabilities, but I think this could be, you never know when they're going to blast it out.
When you have a game with 7, 8, 9, 10 home runs in a game, no one owns the game.
Exactly.
When you got into the game yesterday, say the score was, the Astros were up by 1 run, right? 1-0.
Right.
Didn't you already feel like, I got to watch the rest of this game because this league could change?
The reason I'm tuning in is because they had that slugfest the other night, and it's a lot of fun. So this is good for the country. It's good for
baseball.
It's wonderful, and I hope everybody can check it out because it's a lot of fun. And especially when you're down here. Outside of that, Halloween, we didn't do anything. We took the little guy to skating, and that was it. We didn't take him out trick or treating again because he had his trunk or treat.
Right.
And he was out there, and he had a male hockey coach yesterday that I think plays for Florida Gulf Coast University.
Oh, wow.
And I said to Carla, and I was spot on. I said, okay, you know how he kind of whines a little bit and sometimes he's not all in when he's got his little lady coaches? Mm-hmm. Watch with the real hockey player. Watch how he does. And he was riveted. It was the funnest. It was so much fun.
Even leading up, because I know sometimes it's hard to even get him on the ice. Was he excited?
Well, no, he got to the ice and he realized that the guy skates over, and I realized that Austin is going to be his coach, and it was great to watch. I love doing this. I mean, it's really, really a lot of fun.
Alpha male.
He, and it won't be long now, and I got him a little helmet, little hockey helmet last night. His melon, he took a medium adult male helmet. And complained that it was tight in the temples. He's got the O'Mara blockhead.
So do you have to get a custom helmet as he grows up as a player?
What I am truly realizing with this sport, it's not any bulletin to anybody that's had kids in youth hockey, is I really think that we're going to be seeing the people about the reverse mortgage to pay for
it's
his
pricey,
hockey.
Right?
Oh, my God. It's insane.
It's got to be the most expensive sport.
What would you think? A hockey helmet with a cage.
Okay.
This was the price of one of them.
Can I give you context? All right?
All right.
A bike helmet is $30.
That's about what I would think.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
So, and then a kit. So a regular helmet, let's say for football, even if you go high end, maybe for like a Pee Wee League.
Yeah.
Maybe I would say $50, right?
Well, his helmet was $66. $66 with the face cage. There were helmets in the rack. I don't know what the difference was.
How old is he?
He's 4.
$66 for a 4-year-old's helmet?
Wow. There were helmets in the rack. I am not exaggerating. That had the face cage.
Yeah.
I don't know what the difference was. That were $299. $299. You know how much skates are? Adult skates for like Bauer Supremes or CCM Techs? They're over $800-$900.
What?
For skates.
God.
Yes. I mean, what's going on here? I mean, it was a ripoff back when I skated, back in the dark ages, when we had cow's leather.
All I know is that if this boy is already wearing a men's medium, you sit him on your lap and you say, son, relish these salad days where you can buy a baseball hat off the rack.
It's crazy.
Because it's crazy. The days will come to an end.
Play it again sports. That's where we're going for all this stuff, because she's taking the helmet back.
I bought a pair of hockeys from Play It Again Sports. This is now 15 years ago.
Right.
And they're skis. No, I just remember getting on them on the mountain and saying,
Oh, you got skis, not
skis. I'm sorry, skis. Yeah. And I was like, I am skiing like I am on Play It Again. Skis.
They felt like it.
There must have been a hairline fracture. I don't know what was in them, but you can't tell in the store with ultraviolet light.
I can remember back in high school.
I went to the pro shop at the rink, and he's going to be skating. I don't care if it's 1930 skates. That's what he's getting from now on.
Dick Button skates?
That's all there is. Dick Button figure skates he'll play hockey in. That's
I remember.
From the 1960 Olympics. That's it.
When I was in high school, theatrical makeup was cripplingly expensive. Oh my God. Mascara alone.
We're 100 days away. I saw that this morning from the Pyeongchang. Is it Yang? It's not Pyongyang. I know that.
They're not having the Olympics in Pyongyang, I don't think. That's North Carolina. That's North Korea.
It's Pyeongchang. Something like that.
Okay.
They had it on the Today Show, right? You guys finally got me into that. And the guy.
Phnom Penh.
I'm wondering. Is hockey still in the Olympics? Are they killing sports left and right?
Yeah.
Will your son now track with Team USA? And can you start exposing him to... Oh, you can't start exposing him to...
No, he's tracking with Legos right now.
Okay.
We're lucky to get him on the ice. Lucky to get him on the ice, give him a dumb lollipop and say, hey, get out there and skate, please. Let mommy and daddy have a drink. That's it. That's where we are right now. We will take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, news you may not need on the Mike O'Bara pre-Big Easy show. We'll be right back.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week at the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're a Rube like me, you might be disappointed about missing the upcoming live show in New Orleans. On top of missing the performance on stage, will Pony eat one bite of beignet and feel full? Will Rob Mayer even show up? Can the guys drink all the bourbon on Bourbon Street? And what kind of trouble are Dan and Adrian going to get into? Even though the guys will be away in NOLA, there is always a way to get your TMOS fix. Download the app so the voices of Mike, Rob, and Oscar can take away the sting of missing out on the live show. And to remind yourself to get tickets next time.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Whistle. We all have dogs. We love our dogs, which is why we love Whistle. Whistle is advice that attaches to your pet's collar. It allows you to track their location and activity from an app right on your phone. Whistle is super lightweight. It weighs less than an ounce. It's waterproof, and it has a rechargeable battery that lasts up to 10 days. Rob is loving Whistle with his dog, Linus.
Linus is safe and sound and in the living room. Good boy, Linus.
Whistle uses GPS and AT&T cellular network to monitor your pet 24/7 anywhere in the USA. You can even use Wi-Fi zones to monitor where your pet spends most of their time, and you get notified when they leave and return to their safe place. When your pet is beyond Wi-Fi range, the device uses cellular and GPS technology to enable tracking anywhere in the USA using AT&T. We used to have a dog named, I'm trying to think what, we've had so many dogs.
Oscar.
Oscar. Oscar was a runner.
Oscar was a runner.
The standard poodle,
great
right?
Shape.
That was Allie. Oscar was a runner. He was a Great Pyrenees.
Every spring
he would go. I wish I had Whistle back then. And Linus occasionally flies around. Has Linus ever gotten away?
Linus always comes back. Sometimes it takes a long time. Linus likes to take himself for a walk, and I hate that.
Well, you always know where he is with Whistle. It's about time we use smart technology to help keep our pets safe. Whistle brings peace of mind to pet owners across the nation. And for a limited time, our listeners can get $25 off a Whistle device when you use the code TMOS. Go to whistle.com right now and use code TMOS at checkout. Visit whistle.com today. Whistle, the smarter way to care for your best friend. We love Whistle. You're going to love Whistle as well, everybody.
News!
House of Cards is not coming back for a seventh season. That had nothing to do with Kevin Spacey's sexual assault scandal, but this does. Production on the sixth and final season has been suspended indefinitely. The cast and crew were notified yesterday morning. Netflix and the company that produces the show said they need time to, quote, review the current situation and address any concerns of our cast and crew. Mm. House of Cards was supposed to end its run with a 13-episode season starting in the middle of next year. Obviously not clear right now if that's going to happen. In related news, Masterclass has dropped Kevin Spacey's $90 online acting seminar. A London theater Spacey ran from 2004 to 15 has opened a tip line for people who may have been victimized by him during that time. Wow. It's getting curiouser and curiouser.
It is.
And a line about Kevin was removed from last night's episode of This Is Us. So
really?
Not good. I mean, the fact is, behavior like this, it's swift. And it's punitive, and it should be. Everyone who's seen Stranger Things knows that Millie Bobby Brown is going places. I said to my wife before this, I even saw this news story, I said, this kid has the acting chops. There is something about this girl that is compelling, and she's just an amazingly sympathetic character. But this is also not totally related, but in a way. Listen to the story, and then I'll let you formulate your own opinion. But I feel strongly about it. She was nominated for an Emmy in season one, even though she spoke less than 250 words over all eight episodes.
You're kidding.
She's that good. She's incredible. And she's only 13. But even at that age, this is what pisses me off. Photographers are already trying to sexualize her. She says, quote, I don't like showing off my skin. If I'm in a photo shoot and they're like, can you wear a crop top? I'm like, no, no, not yet. When that day comes, I'm going to be like 18. I can see. Can you not see that happening?
Sure.
With these, you know, it's just the way Hollywood has to have a reset. They have to have a reset for this. As for her nonverbal acting chops, she says, quote, you can talk with your face. It's very easy for someone to say, I'm mad, I'm sad, I'm angry. I just have to do it with my face. This kid's going to be, a huge star
in
the future.
It's her eyes. I think it's her eyes. She really uses her eyes so well, and they're haunting. And that's how I think she was. I am so shocked that she only had 250 words. You know what I mean?
I'm just looking at your brother.
Don't look at him.
I'm just looking at him because he felt the same way.
I'm not the only one. I think the majority of our audience are like, why is he looking at that little girl's eyes?
It's because of a television show. When you turn your TV on, is there a picture?
There is.
I'm just curious. Look at it. It's delightful.
Look at this.
It's a key component of the storytelling.
When are we opening the Rob Tip line? That's what I want to know.
He stole my lunch.
How'd you like to see my tip?
They do this annual. I'm listening to you, and I understand what you're saying.
Thank
and
you.
That show, all the kids, the kid that had the bad teeth.
Yes,
he is absolutely fractured.
Isn't it
funny? Mm-hmm.
Justin, isn't it the name Justin?
He's
on the show?
So funny. Yeah. I love that kid. That kid's great.
He loves dead eyes.
They do the annual list of the 13 top earning dead celebrities to celebrate Halloween. Once again, this year, Michael Jackson's number one. I'll give you the top five along with their estimated earnings. These are just the top five. Number five, Bob Marley, $23 million dead since 1981.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Number four, there's your man, Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
$35 million dead since 1977.
$19 million coming from Leesburg, Virginia.
Isn't that amazing? they've got Peanuts creator Charles Schulz, $38 million dead since 2000.
Licensing.
Number two, Arnold Palmer, $40 million dead since September of last year. And Michael Jackson, $75 million dead since 2009. That's royalties, right?
Yeah.
That's
Arnold Palmer surprises me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's a huge marketing guy.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
If you want a beer that's absurdly expensive and illegal in most of the South, then, oh, baby, today's your day. Samuel Adams just announced they're making a special craft beer called Utopias. It's 56 proof, which makes it as potent as a lot of hard alcohol, and a bottle will cost you $199.
Oh,
I am not mistaken. He had a similar hooch when I met Mr. Jim Cook, and he brought it out, and we drank it during the show, and it was big fun. It was in a blue bottle.
Maple-based.
I'm not sure if this is it might have been even more expensive.
It was maple-based, I remember.
And
it was good.
Exciting. It was like drinking a... an aperitif, a liqueur or something. The best part, because that high alcohol content, it's illegal in 12 states. Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Mississippi, Montana, New Hampshire, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Vermont, and Washington. It's a very eclectic group of states there. It should go on sale in the other 38 next month, but it's going to be pretty tough to find. They only made 13,000 total bottles, so you may have to call around to find places that are carrying it. I wondered if it's that maple-based kind of thing that they're sending out to the world.
Could be. I bet like it's tasty. It. Yeah, I would. I'd love it.
Is there any tech company that doesn't make you feel totally violated at this point? Here is the latest, and it's wild. We checked this out this morning, my wife and I. Believe it or not, Apple has secretly been cataloging photos of you wearing a bra for the past year. If you want to see what they've got, go to the Photos app on your iPhone. Hit the little magnifying glass at the top and search. Type in bra or brassiere. Boom. You should say any pictures that you've taken in a bra, tank top, or bikini.
Probably have enough of those in here. Let me see.
We tried it. Carla got a variety of pictures, but they weren't necessarily in a bra. How is that not a huge violation of your privacy? Here's what Apple would say. They're just not cataloging photos of you in a bra. Their artificial intelligence goes through and catalogs tons of different things, from guacamole to polka dots, to make it easy for you to search for them. There's a list of 4,432 different things total. And two, those searches only work locally on your phone. It's not like they're uploading a bunch of your bra photos anywhere else or syncing your picture. It's still kind of weird, though, when you think that they're paying attention to stuff like that.
I got nothing. Yeah. However, I did type in leather teddy.
Yeah, so that was a nasty one. You look great in it.
Thank you, slimming.
Fantastic. And now a little something-something. A Staples in Pleasant Hill, California is getting a ton of heat after one of its employees wore a costume over the weekend that sure looked like blackface. Here we go again.
Oh, no.
Apparently, the woman told people she was a spa guest, and it was a mud mask. She had curlers in her hair and a shower cap to complete the costume, but that's not exactly clear when you're looking at her. It didn't help that the managers told people they thought she was dressed as a Sharpie. So after a bunch of people complained, Staples issued a statement saying two things. They had to put a statement out.
Sure.
One, she wasn't really one of their employees. She worked for Hewlett-Packard and was working in the store promoting their items. And two, bet HP's happy about that. And number two, while it was unintentional, it was still inappropriate. She immediately removed the costume. And, of course, right after that, she returned it to the Rob Spiewak costume.
Glad she kept that receipt.
Jolson music. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Bara Show, everybody.
He's cake. She's cookies.
Hey there. This is Katie from the Cake and Cookie Show. On this episode, we push the envelope and talk all about balls. Hey, Rob, why is your grass so short?
Well, that's easy. We're on the Mower Network, hon. Let's go bowling.
It's Rob and Katie.
Mower.
Get it?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I love Harry's, and Harry's is so confident that you're going to love their blades. They're going to give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/TMOS. Just pay for shipping. Harry's is all about a great shave. I love shaving with Harry's. I loved it this morning, the smooth little lubricating strip gliding across my face, and then I use my Harry's menthol face wash.
Nice.
I wash my face and all over my body. I love that. And then I use the shaving cream that comes from Harry's. It's got a totally different smell, but it's just wonderful.
Oh, so good.
And I'm just my whole face, if you smelled my face right now, you would just get a myriad, a whole myriad of Harry's scents. I got the face wash. I got the lubricating blade. I got the lovely shave gel. I love Harry's.
It's
all right,
best.
That's the point I'm trying to make. Jeff and Andy, good guys. They started it because they wanted to fix shaving, and they did it. They bought their own factory in Germany. They make great razors. They offer their blades at half the price of the leading five-blade razor, and they sell directly over the internet. Plus, the shave will be the best you've ever had. Print it.
Take it to the fat man.
Claim your free trial offer from Harry's today. A $13 value for free when you sign up. Just pay for shipping. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, a 5 precision engineered blade cartridge with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, the best, and a travel blade cover. To get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, the 1st of November. Try to remember the 1st of November.
Very nice. Thank you. That is from the Fantastics, is it not?
Good comeback, Rob.
It's from the Fantastics, isn't it?
I don't know.
All right. The Dodgers beat the Astros last night. They forced Game 7. Here's the exciting end of the game.
That's hooked into the corner. It's foul. And we're one strike away from the Game 7. Got it. This series too good to end in 6.
Great line.
Dodgers force a Game 7.
Bucks
they
on
win
it.
It 3-1.
I think Bucks he's gotten better.
Guy.
He's gotten better.
Apple, look, he's better on baseball than he is on football. He really is. He's great. I think he is wonderful. I associate his voice with this now.
Mm-hmm. Playoffs.
And, you know, he still has a little bit of that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here's the pitch. Yeah, Joe Buck. Shave or not shave. Hair plugs.
But I think he's gotten away from it. I think he has a little bit. He's letting the game do a little more talking, and he's piping down.
I hear that. It's just a great line. This is, she doesn't deserve to go six. Yeah, go, this series deserves to be a seven-game series.
The most horrifying thing for your Halloween yesterday, Mike, do you ever watch the Wendy Williams show?
No, I don't. I don't have that. I've looked in a couple of times. She's the lady with the massive rack.
Yeah, and if you leave Channel 5 on, like, and when the news goes off, and you walk out of the room, and you hear, and you go, whoop, whoop.
Yeah,
right. And it's the Wendy Williams show.
It's not a bad show, no. But it is every bit daytime talk show.
And I didn't realize it's live. It's a live show. And she was doing their costume contest yesterday. She was dressed as the Statue of Liberty. Apparently, she overheated, passed out on live television. And it's horrifying to see and pretty good to listen to.
It's time for our How You Doing Halloween costume contest. We do it every year. It's always a lot of fun. Let's get started. Our first caress.
So they go to black, the screen loses all video, and they go to commercials.
It looked like she was stroking out.
Yeah, and it was really weird because there was a long enough ramp up that you could realize something was going on.
Yeah, that lady, her brain hit pause and her body stopped.
Well, she sounded like she was out of breath.
Yeah.
She gets, a lot of hot lights.
And they came back, she explained.
That was not a stunt. I'm overheated in my costume and I did pass out. But you know what? I'm a champ and I'm back.
Yes, you are, Wendy.
Good for you.
Whoop, whoop.
In 1987, my dad and I talk about it.
That is so great.
When you hear whoop, whoop, it means that it means that.
Hey, Michael, come on in here.
Fox
Mommy
5 News is over.
From school today.
How come?
What happened?
She came walking back. Kip,
I saw.
Look who's here. Come on in here.
Oh, he doesn't
there he
look
is.
Too happy. Hi, Michael.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, he's happy. Hi. You're not going to, you didn't go to school today? Did you go skating today? Ah, yes.
Hey, what's with the badge?
Athletic. Yeah, the sheriff.
What's the badge, buddy? What is that from?
A police officer.
Where did you get
Does mommy have a police officer friend?
Stop it.
A police officer got it for me.
A police officer? What police officer? Did you see the police officer?
And he gave this to me.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's really nice.
Can you say hi, Oscar?
Hi, Oscar.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hey,
can
buddy boy.
Can you say
boy.
Hi, Pony?
Hi, Pony.
Can you say happy day after Halloween?
Happy day after Halloween.
All right, give me a kiss. I love you.
Aww,
all right.
Awesome. Isn't that nice?
Bye-bye. There you go.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, I'd like to know about the police officer.
Who's the man in blue?
Mm-hmm.
Are you dating a police officer? I wouldn't bother me. You know, I don't know.
I think it would depend on the police officer.
Yeah.
There's a couple local guys.
Yeah, that's right. Hi, Jerky.
Let's go back to 1987. Apple computers made a video for in-house distribution talking about the future of computers. It has leaked out, and a lot of people are watching it because this is 1987. This is 30 years ago, and it really sort of predicts the use of an iPad because there's a touchscreen on it. But the weirdest thing about it is this computer that they predict 30 years ago actually has Siri.
You have 3 messages. Your graduate research team in Guatemala, just checking in. Robert Jordan, a second semester junior, requesting a second extension on his term paper. You have a lecture at 4:15 on deforestation in the Amazon rainforest.
Right.
Excuse me, Jill Gilbert is calling back.
Great, put her through.
Hi, Mike. What's up?
So they were thinking about the personal assistant 30 years ago.
Wow.
And also, the way that this machine operated, it sort of predicted the World Wide Web, which did not really come into play until 1989.
Yeah, because you would be connected.
Exactly.
Ah.
So it's very, very forward-thinking for Apple and kind of a wacky thing to take a peek at. Look at it. It's a longer video.
And think about it. I would say even 10 years ago, when the iPhone came out, before you had this this capability to have a personal assistant on your phone.
Right.
If you would have told me that was the case, I'm like, nah, maybe 30 years from now, and that was 10 years ago.
Exactly. It's
and they changed the original voice of Siri. Wasn't the same. It wasn't a guy, but it wasn't a lady either 10 years ago.
Yeah.
This was the voice of Siri.
Yeah, boy.
You're busy at noon.
Siri was very agreeable.
Do I have a dentist appointment today, Siri?
Yeah, boy.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
had a White House briefing yesterday.
She sure did.
Yeah, boy.
And I like the fact that she likes to keep things separate in her mind. Separate
you know
things.
She's like 37 or something. 35 oh, Jesus. Or 37.
Yeah, they're
do you
really?
She's in her 30s.
Young bucks.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
The young Life's bucks. Been hard.
Doesn't she look like a 50-year-old woman?
Yeah, 50's giving her all the best
she
of it.
She melted a little bit.
Yeah. Anyway, she likes to keep things separate in her mind. Things that are different, like President Kennedy and JFK.
All of our leaders have flaws. Washington, Jefferson, JFK, Roosevelt, Kennedy. That doesn't diminish their contributions to our country.
Okay.
I like FDR.
I look at her and seriously, I see somebody that would be like, that really would be better suited working in a nation's prisons. I'd like you to go to solitary. If you're going to give me the hangdog look, you're going to solitary. I'll leave. Would you like 2 days? How about I give you 2 days? Daddy Mike Huckabee, my daddy plays bass. My daddy plays bass, Sarah Sanders. Yeah.
I think that I would be very, very nervous and bothered if I were to meet Paul McCartney. I don't know how I would handle it. Miley Cyrus met Paul McCartney, and she had a method that kept her so she was not so nervous. Classy lady, this Miley Cyrus.
I made Paul McCartney feel uncomfortable one time. I was inducting Joan Jett into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I like went and introduced myself with nipple pasties on, and he turned bright red, like he looked like so red, and that I really liked. Because I just like that I freaked out Paul McCartney, because I would be so freaked out to meet Paul McCartney that then he was freaked out to meet me. So the roles just reversed.
What do you think freaked Paul out more, the nipple pasties or her voice?
Well, you know, when I was when I went to meet George Harrison backstage at the Prince's Trust concert, I was wearing a sock. He turned bright red. He turned bright red. Boy George gave it to me. I met him on the same night. And Brian Adams was backstage at that same concert. That's all true, that those people were all at the... I met those people on the same night. Brian Adams, Boy George, and George Harrison.
That's awesome.
Big, big fun.
Great outfit.
Yes. Thank you.
For Halloween, there was a great promotion at Chipotle. I hope you got a piece of it.
Speaking of Halloween, Chipotle is offering a special Halloween promotion. Chipotle. Did you know that? Yeah. That's right. Yeah, your mouth gets a treat, and then your colon gets a trick.
That's your magic audio. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with 2 B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS, Box 32, 101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks again for listening. And join us again for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. Today's show brought to you by Stamps.com. Stamps.com saves you time and money, which you can use to grow your business. With Stamps.com, you can mail any letter or package just by using your computer and printer. And then the mailman picks it up. No more post office mail. Everything from postcards to envelopes to packages, anything, domestic or international. Just click, print, mail, and you are done. And unlike the post office, Stamps.com never closes. It's easy to create your Stamps account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. Convenient, easy, reliable, flexible, that's Stamps.com. They even send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage. We have used Stamps.com forever. It's easy, convenient, and saves us money and time. Right now, you too can enjoy Stamps.com with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS, that's stamps.com, and enter TMOS. We are on the way to NOLA. We will see you there for Oscar and for Rob. Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.